Today, California became the first state in the country to pledge to transition its public bus fleet to a fully electric one. The deadline isn't until 2040, but today's unanimous vote by the California Air Resources Board means the state will need to produce and purchase more than 14,000 new zero-emission buses. For more on the vote, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by the director of the Sierra Club of California, Catherine Phillips. Thanks a lot for talking to us. So does this mean all public buses like AC Transit and Golden Gate will be electric?
Exactly. By 2040, they will be all electric. And in fact, AC Transit was among the transit agencies today who testified in support of this rule. It'll take the things that some of the forward-looking transit agencies have already been doing, which is buying zero-emission buses, buses that don't pollute. It'll take that statewide so that all those more than 13,000 transit buses around the state will ultimately shift out to zero-emission.
This is pretty ambitious. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal, but, you know, it reflects what's happened with the technology. This is a rule, the idea was first proposed nearly 20 years ago. The technology wasn't there yet, but now it is. We have about six companies in California that are manufacturing or assembling electric buses. So we have the potential to become the electric bus hub, manufacturing hub for the rest of the country. And as California goes, so goes the rest of the country.
So what will it mean in terms of a difference in our air and our streams?
It means that we'll dramatically cut greenhouse gas emissions over the period of time that, once those buses are all put into, moved away from being diesel or natural gas or methane gas and become electric. It means people will not be smelling the buses when they go by. They won't be feeling hot emissions. There won't be tailpipes pushing out pollution. And that goes for local air pollution that has that immediate effect on your health, as well as climate pollution that is essentially creating all kinds of havoc in the world.
Any other states look like they're heading this direction as well?
Well, some states have been talking about it, and there are cities around the country that have been adopting goals. But right now, per usual, California's in the lead. But I think what happens when we do these sorts of things is that other states that are naturally inclined to care about the health of their residents, they automatically or with a relatively short period of time adopt these kinds of rules. So I think, you know, the technology is there now, the will is there, and certainly the reports that we've seen in the last few weeks about the impacts of climate change, that's giving people a lot of motivation to try to do whatever is possible. And this is the kind of thing that's exciting because it cleans up the air that we see every day, but it also has those climate benefits.
Thanks very much for talking to us, Catherine Phillips of the Sierra Club of California.